This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. What does this mean for us? Marketplace's Sabri Benishore has that.
There's an expression in Chinese that goes something like this.
山雨欲来风满楼.
It means coming events cast their shadows before them. And that's what markets in the U.S. and the world are worried about, that a few bad indicators in China signify a really sharp slowdown. But here's the thing about markets.
They can go off on a path on their own that's not very much connected with reality.
Nicholas Lardy is a senior fellow at the Peterson Institute for International Economics.
The U.S. has relatively little vulnerability to a slowdown in China if it were to occur.
The bottom line is we don't sell much to China, maybe 1 to 2% of our output, and a Chinese slowdown would only shave a little bit off of that. Now, if you happen to be among those exporters making things like planes or power plants for China, then sure, a slowdown won't be good for you. And?
There are a lot of important companies, Caterpillar, General Electric, United Technologies, that produce goods in China that they mostly sell in China.
Those sales have gone down. There are some not-so-direct ways we might be affected, too. David Dollar is senior fellow at the Brookings Institution's China Center.
If the Chinese slowdown really hurts other economies that are connected to the U.S., then, of course, we feel this indirectly.
But really, the effects can be all over the place, some good and some bad. Clara Gillespie is with the Bureau of Asian Research.
It really depends on if you see China as a consumer, if you see them as a source of goods, if you see them as a partner or as a potential competitor.
Even the scary market fluctuations are not as scary as they seem. Justin Wolfers teaches economics at the University of Michigan.
U.S. financial markets are down a few percent, as are other major countries. But take a step back from this past week and look at the last 7 years. The U.S. stock market has more than doubled.
So yes, the U.S. is a little bit vulnerable to a Chinese slowdown, but we're also vulnerable to a lot of other things, like the weather or the Federal Reserve. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.